This is the VNet Radio Podcast.
So let's talk first of all about you. How did you get involved with VNet?
Actually, I have been doing voice service since I was 18 years old. I started with Cellular One.
Wow.
And I've been doing cellular and then got into voice, and I worked at Hammett. I was the director of telecommunications at Hammett for 6 years and kind of got into VoIP and started their call center for them. And now I am at VNet. They recruited me, and I have been here ever since.
And you really have been, you know, as we say, moving up the ranks as you spend time there.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I've been here. It'll be 5 years in September, and I have been promoted twice and kind of just, I don't know, making it work. I've got a great team, so they really make it easy for me to do what I do.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong here, but like when you see a job title like Supervisor of On-Site Operations, that just sounds like a title that could potentially cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. So in November, I was promoted to the Supervisor of On-Site Operations. So voice has always been very near and dear to my heart. I've never left voice, but I took on the on-site operations team in November. They asked me to kind of supervise them and kind of get them back on track. And I have been doing that since November, and it's been relatively easy. We have a really great group of people. They handle our customers very well. We have Titan customers here at VNet. And everybody has a list of customers, and we do every day. If tickets come in, people get assigned, and we just keep moving forward.
Yeah, keep getting it done. Well, let's talk about what you do, and I'm going to go all the way back to when I was growing up, which is a long time ago. when I was growing up, you know, honestly, the phones had wires. They all had wires. That's how you got the signal, you know, from whomever you were calling and back to you. Obviously, we've come a long way since then, and people always tend to think about cell phones. But you know, I say VoIP. I know other people say VoIP, but Voice over Internet Protocol is a whole other technology. Tell me about it.
It is. It is a whole other kind of technology. It allows people to be able to be mobile and to not actually ever pass a cell phone number. They can have an app on their phone that allows them to make calls, and it shows their desk number. Everyone can work from home now, and it comes over our fiber service, and it gives businesses flexibility to be able to just, you know, basically work from home, but nobody would ever know you're home.
Yeah, because I was going to say there is that confusion, and we're honestly kind of experiencing it here, where you have people who say, I left you a voicemail. Well, what number did you leave it on? Well, I left it on your work number. Oh, okay. But, you know, we use our cell phones for a lot of our business. We use them for business. We get business-related texts on our cell phones. And so you've got these separate numbers and sort of these disconnected, you know, where the messaging just gets convoluted.
Well, and you don't even have to worry about that anymore, because every voicemail comes back to one spot now. That's what's really great about our new phone systems that we put in. You know, phone calls can ring to your desk phone and then go to your cell phone and then come back to your desk voicemail. You only have one voicemail to check. You don't have to check it in multiple locations. And that's what's really great about the voice over IP technology.
I think, too, there's a you know, if you want to talk, I don't know if I want to say privacy, but I think as we, you know, try to compartmentalize our lives. I don't know that I'm comfortable with everybody I contact for business getting my personal cell phone back. So that's another advantage.
Yes, it is. And also what the new phone systems allow you is voicemail to email. So every time you get a voicemail, it comes over your email as a WAV file, and you can just listen to all your voicemails through your email.
Wow.
So you don't even have to worry about anybody leaving you random voicemail messages anywhere. It's one number, one voicemail box, voicemail to email. It's all inclusive at this point.
And obviously, it's, you know, we're talking about obviously a product coming from VNet. We're talking about, you know, something with really good security. You've already got sort of, in a way, enhanced security by just having that one number to supervise, keep your eye on.
Yep, and with the mobile app and the desktop soft phone that the new phone systems provide, it allows us to be able, again, to keep everything all in one place. Nobody ever has to worry about checking voicemails on cell phones and then on their desk phone and then, oops, you know, I missed a voicemail because it was sitting here. It's all one spot. It's all inclusive.
Now, you've been in the voice sort of field so long, since you were 18. It's kind of interesting that for the average consumer, you know, we just think about it as sort of advance, 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 advance. Well, you know, we had the landline, and then we got, you know, the cell phone that was, you know, basically in a leather bag that only rich people had. And then,
right.
Yeah, and then we got the cell phone we couldn't destroy from Nokia, and then we got the iPhone and so forth and so
we
on.
Did.
But being in the field, you also are able to see sort of the pitfalls of each of those technologies as they came along.
Yes. And, you know, you never had the opportunity before to be able to have voicemail in one spot. You never had the opportunity to be able to have one number that masked everything. So you weren't able to be, you know, you almost couldn't mask your cell phone number, and then you had your desk phone number. You couldn't do that before. And now it's all inclusive. It's one number. And what's really, really, really nice about the new phone systems is everything's backed up in our data center here at VNet. All your data, if your phone system were to go down, it's all backed up. Mm-hmm. We could literally have it up within minutes because we have backups of everything.
How recent is this technology as we have it now? I mean, I'm sure it was in the works for a while, but how recent has it been brought onto the market? How recently?
I would say we're probably 5 years. In the last 5 years, it's really come full circle. These kinds of technologies have been available for years. It's just that now these, like Digium, we sell a lot of Digium phone systems. Mm-hmm. We really promote Digium because the features that they have are amazing. And we really, again, with having the mobile apps and having to mask the phone numbers and being able to really just have all inclusive phone system, whether it's on your mobile phone, whether it's on your desk phone. Voicemail to email, again, is something that people use, and they don't even know it's so funny to me. They don't even know it's a thing. Like, voicemail to email has been around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's...
We've been doing voicemail to email, I mean, for at least the 5 years I've been here, well, and it has been a thing. And nobody even knows.
Yeah, you kind of read my mind there, because that's what I was going to bring up. I know, talking to Matt in the past about some of the other things that VNet offers, part of the challenge is letting businesses know why these things are necessary and desirable, because, you know, you for example, like a firewall is a great example, or, using a VPN, you have to explain to them why you want to use it before you can get them to use it. They don't even understand what the use is in the beginning.
Right. Yep. And that's another thing with VNet. I mean, we provide all of that. Our service team, our on-site operations team, our voice team, we walk people through that. We get them through how to get voicemail to email, and VPN, and we train. I mean, I have been doing training my entire career, and we do so much training. We have done, Fairview School District, we did days and days and days out there of training and getting people to just really know that it's super simple. You get everything all in one place.
Yeah, and that's really the thing that people need to understand is the complicated part of this is what you guys handle. For the user, it's much simpler. And I what I've noticed is, for a lot of businesses, including ones I've worked in, as we sort of graduated into the very, modern age of everything being digital and internet-based, the problem is there are so many, like, just loose ends and sort of, what would you say, duct tape solutions on? Well, you know, for this one, we just do this and just use that. And we do need to have everything unified and streamlined because it slows business down.
It does. And again, and that's why from a business perspective, we have the on-site operations team. We have all of our Titan customers that, I mean, you get one-on-one contact. You always get to talk to the same person. And if you're not talking to the same person, you are getting a person that's on the same team.
Yeah.
And that's what's nice about VNet. You're always getting somebody. You're not getting a recording. You're not leaving a voicemail. You know, there's always somebody there to help.
Right. And they're local. I mean, you guys are a couple blocks away from me. So believe me, I drive past your building every day. They're here in Erie, folks, just so you know. When a business – do the businesses come to you usually and say – I think we need to upgrade the phone system, or as I suspect, do they not know about these options a lot
they
of the time?
They typically don't know. It's really, you know, and that's kind of like a kudos to our sales team. They really recruit these people, and I mean, we're talking about people that have had old Nortel phone systems forever.
Yes. Okay?
So, and the Nortels, you know, you had call pilot manager, you had all kinds of things, and everybody thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was at the time. But now, with the new Digiums or even NECs and some of these other phone systems that you can put in, they do so much more. So, I mean, it's really our sales team that reaches out to our existing customers and says, hey, look, we can do X, Y, and Z for you. We can do voicemail and email. We can get all of these features, soft phone apps, being able to work remote, because let's face it, with COVID and this day and age, everybody wants to work remote.
Sure.
And you know, they almost need to.
Yeah.
So we can provide all of those services, and it's all inclusive, and it's all included in the phone system.
There's no
licensing cost. Like, it's all included in that phone system.
Let's talk a little bit about the app, because when you brought up the Nortel phones, I just had a traumatic memory of we get those stacks of paper with the flow charts on them, and I'm like, you know, I'm an intelligent person. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
I have to assume that the app is designed to be much more easy to use.
Oh, 100%. You literally go to the App Store, or if you have a Samsung, you go to the Google Play, and you download an app. It's called the Switchbox application, and Sangoma, I think is the new name, and you download the application, and you literally, we build it in your phone system, you get an email, we literally just, once you get the email and you download the app, you have access to your entire business phone remotely from anywhere.
Yeah. And it's much more intuitive than the old flow chart you got with the Nortel phones.
Yes. The Nortels, again, while wonderful, and they will run for years and years and years.
True.
And years and years. The problem is that there is nobody anymore that handles or can service the old Nortel phone systems. You have about maybe two people in Erie that I know of that can handle your Nortel phone systems.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really old technology, and again, they'll run forever. They're Nortel was a wonderful phone system. They had a lot of features, but there's nobody anymore that services them.
I just know that trying to get my voicemail felt like entering the nuclear launch codes. It's like, security is this? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And call pilot on the old Nortels was very hindering. Like, you couldn't get a voicemail. If your life depended on it, you were lucky if you got that voicemail.
Yeah. Believe me, I've been the victim of that several times. What other obstacles, you know, with a good modern phone system, what other obstacles does it help to overcome or eliminate?
Well, staffing. So I will be the first to tell you that you can never solve a staffing issue with a phone system. But I will say that the phone system with the auto attendance and the features the new phone systems provide, it really is, it helps businesses because you can preempt everything with auto attendance if you want to. If you want somebody to answer the phone out of the gate, you can give them that option too. So if you wanted to ring four or five times and give someone the opportunity to answer, you can do that. If you want to preempt with an auto attendant, and it says, you know, thank you for calling Velocity Network. And you want to be able to give people the option to dial the extension of the person that they want to reach and all that stuff. You can do that, too. I feel like the new phone systems, they give you so much flexibility with call flow. It's not complicated. And what's really great is VNet handles all of it. Mm-hmm. We build it from start to finish. Nobody has to do anything. If we have a customer that wants to do their own recordings, we can allow them to do their own recordings. 9 times out of 10, customers don't want to do their own recordings. They want us to handle it. And so I hop on the phone and I do recordings for, like, I don't know, most of the city of Erie. Yeah. It's my voice everywhere. So
I know the feeling, Jolene. I've got the same syndrome. I can't escape my own voice no matter where I go.
Yes. So it's funny that they my team makes fun of me. They call me the voice of VNet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a pretty great thing. But talking about, and you mentioned it earlier, but talking about recording, in a sense, having a bank of the phone calls that have been made and the voicemails and so forth, that's got to be something that a lot of businesses don't even realize is possible, that you can have this off-site thing in case everything goes down.
Yes, and that is true. We have, again, a really great team of voice people that when we build your phone system, the backups are automatically set up, so everything is there. We don't have to worry about anything. If your phone system goes down, we have people in place. We are on call 24/7. We have a team of people that are on call 24/7, and we literally have a backup, and it's set, and it's ready to upload if it's ever needed.
Is this
no hardware involved. We do everything. We don't have to have somebody on site. 9 times out of 10, there's no hardware. We don't have to have anybody on site to do it. We literally upload your backup, and you're back up and running.
You know, when Matt and I have talked, and this has come up with the VPNs frequently, that it seems to be common that some businesses think, oh, I'm too small to need this. You know, and that's really not the case.
So the smaller the business, the more efficient a phone system can be, to be completely honest. I mean, we can do any size. We have customers that are thousands of phones. We have customers that are 4 phones. And I'm telling you that the phone system does so much for a business, especially on the small side. Again, because it can help with staffing. We can preempt auto attendants. We had a customer not that long ago that their old PBX, their old phone system, died completely. And we had them up and running on a new Digium phone system in less than 2 hours.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
I can tell you, it was a very prime season for this particular business. And they would not have functioned if we did not get on site and get that phone system installed.
You know, and I'm just thinking in my mind, as businesses, you know, reopen and they begin to reconfigure, this would be a pretty good way to reconfigure and say, well, we're going to realign the business and change some things as we move forward, you know, hopefully out of the pandemic as we move forward. This would be a very smart way to sort of streamline things.
100%, because people are going to, now that people have realized that they can work from home efficiently, a new phone system allows people to actually do that efficiently with the mobile apps and with everything that we have feature-wise on these new phone systems. It allows them at home, and the customer doesn't even know they're at home. We have companies, we have lawn care facilities, we have literally, I mean, you name it, we have the customer, and nobody knows they're not in the office. I mean, VNet itself, I have my on-site technicians, I have half of them remote, and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, it's really, 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 really interesting. If a business wants to talk about this, how's the process for finding out what VNet can do with the business's phone system?
The website, the vnet.us, is a great way to get information. They can also call 814-833-9111 and get in touch with our sales team. And our sales team will get them. There is a plethora of information out there that our sales team can get them. But, I mean, we have technicians currently. We have te- technicians in Atlanta and Florida, and people don't even realize.
That's really interesting.
I mean, we work everywhere.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, obviously here at our radio station, we're owned by the biggest radio company in the world, and so much operates out of a hub. And what's interesting is how well those hubs can work when they're set up correctly.
Yes, and a phone system can actually make the business more efficient. With auto attendance and call flow and the things that we can build, and nobody has to worry about it. They tell us what they want, and we build it for them. They don't have to do it. The customer doesn't have to do anything except let us know how they want it built.
Is it something, too, that businesses, and I sort of alluded to this in the last question, but are people coming to you and saying, well, we can't do business, obviously, like we did 10 years ago. How do we change? And this is like one part of the menu from VNet, because there's so many things you guys offer.
Not just phone systems, obviously, as you know.
Yes.
We do so much more than phone systems with our on-site technicians and just Titans and all of that. But, I mean, from a phone system perspective, it can do so much more. People don't even realize, again, I go back to the old Nortel phone systems, that, you know, again, getting a voicemail was like an act of God.
Yes, it was.
it's voicemail to email. Things are very simple. They want to troubleshoot something. They have an issue. Phones aren't ringing. Voicemails aren't coming through email. They don't have to get a machine when they call in. They're getting a live voice technician. They're getting somebody that's here, that's local, that has probably been there. They probably put their phone system in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a 16-year-old son, and I put the phone system in where he goes to school, and it's like he loves it.
Really?
We're local. We're here. This is what we do. From a backup perspective, we have everything on hand. From a data perspective, our data center is huge, and we back everything up. So, again, if somebody loses their phone system, it's minutes because we backed it up the night before.
And that's, you know, again, if you're trying to keep a business up and running in 2021, having one less big thing to worry about is only going to be advantageous.
And people don't realize how important dial tone is.
Yes, that's absolutely the truth. And you know, again, as you mentioned, you've got a terrific team behind you. So, you guys are local. As I said, I drive past the building every day on the way to work. So that's a special thing.
It is. It really is. It's a very family oriented business. My voice technicians, they have been, they're amazing. They go above and beyond every single day of the week. They are so good at what they do.
Joanne Skelly is the supervisor of on-site operations at VNet. You can find out more at velocitynetwork.net/voice. And there's a lot of information there.
Yes.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much, Jolene. Good talking to you.
Thank you. You as well.